I told myself I would not get emotional today. But damn it, I'm here, and sometimes it's just good to cry. I'm not one of you, okay? I can't relate to who you are and what you've been through. I graduated from the University of Life. All right? I received a degree from the School of Hard Knocks. And our colors were black and blue, baby. I had office hours with the Dean of Bloody Noses, all right? I borrowed my class notes from Professor Knuckle Sandwich and his teaching assistant, Ms. Fat Lip Fong Nguyen. That's the kind of school I went to, for real, okay? So my gift to you, class of 2003, is to tell you about the real world through my eyes, through my experiences, and I'm sorry, but I refuse to sugarcoat it. I ain't gonna do it. And I probably shouldn't use the word ain't during this day in which we celebrate education. But that's just the way I play it, Holmes. Graduates, if you'll indulge me for a moment, let me paint a picture of what it's like out there. The last 4, or for some of you, 5 years, you've been living in a fantasy land, running around talking about Hemingway or Clancy or... I don't know. I mean, whatever you read here at Harvard. The novelization of The Matrix? I don't know. I don't know what you do here. But I do know this. You're about to enter into a world filled with hypocrisy and doublespeak. A world in which your limo to the airport is often a half hour late. In addition to not even being a limo at all, is oftentimes a Lincoln Town Car. You're about to enter a world where you ask your new assistant, Jamie, to bring you a tall, non-fat latte, and he comes back with a short, soy cappuccino. Guess what, Jamie? You're fired. Not too hard to get right, my friend. A world where your acting coach, Bob Leslie Duncan, yes, the Bob Leslie Duncan, tells you time and time again that you will never, ever be considered as a dramatic actor because you don't play things real and are too over the top. Amazing! Simply amazing! I'm sorry, graduates, but this is a world where you aren't allowed to use your cell phone on airplanes, during live theater, at the movies, at funerals, or even during your own elective surgery. Apparently, the Berlin Wall went back up because we now live in Russia. I mean, just try lighting up a cigar in a movie theater, or we're paying for a dinner for 20 friends with an autograph. It ain't that easy. Strong words, I know. Tough talk. But more like tough love.